out and to the field. It's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio.
Hot dog!
All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Welcome to windy Hiawatha, Kansas for high school Big 7 League softball today. It is windy, but it is a beautiful day for high school softball as the Hiawatha Redhawks play host to the Holton Wildcats. Welcome to the broadcast. Alongside our guy Scott Cox back in the studios, I am Johnny Kane. We're set to go here at Hiawatha. We're going to get started a little bit early here today. Holton, again, the visitors, they will bat first. Their starting lineup looks like this. Leading things off will be the center fielder, Sadie Walker. Hitting second, the pitcher, Greasy Gallagher. Batting third will be the shortstop, Brooke Llewellyn. Even if he gets on, the cleanup hitter and first baseman, Olivia Summers. We'll be facing Callan Pavlish of Hiawatha here today. And with that, Walker will stand in from the left side, and we are set to go. First offering from Pavlish is lined into right center field. Indeed, that is back at the wall, and that is gone. A leadoff home run for Sadie Walker, a .676 average on the year, and she starts things off with a bomb for the Wildcats. Take a 1-0 lead, one pitch into the game. The wind is howling out here today. We're going to see a lot of long balls, I've got a feeling, here this afternoon. So now that'll bring up the left-handed hitting Gracie Gallagher. That was home run number 5 for Walker, and now Gallagher swings the first pitch and pops it over the second baseman's head, and that'll be down for a hit. And the Holton all right away with something going here in inning number 1, and that'll bring up now Brooke Llewellyn, the shortstop. Llewellyn, .556 average on the season. She's got 25 hits and 45 at bats. Digs in from the right side, squares the bunt, pulls it back, and it's going to be all the way back to the screen. That's going to allow Gallagher to take second base. So now Gallagher in scoring position for Llewellyn. Brooke with 19 RBIs on the year through 14 games, holding 14-0 on the year. Llewellyn also with 4 long balls. An owl ball is drilled to the left side. That's going to get foul. Way out in front of it was Llewellyn. She got every bit of that ball. Little hook foul, and now it's 1-1. Holton 14-0 on the year. They have pretty much breezed through their schedule. Played in the Sunflower Tournament there a couple of weeks ago, and that was the only really troubles that Holton has had, but they still went 4-0 that weekend. Out 2-1 the count on Brooke Llewellyn. 1-0 Holton, top of the first inning. Gracie Gallagher at second. Brooke Llewellyn with a 2-1 count on her. Pavlish brings a 2-1. The fastball high and inside. Now 3-1 on Llewellyn with Olivia Summers on deck. Llewellyn taking her time, now digs back in, and here's the 3-1. Bouncing ball hit to the left side, it'll be fielded by the third baseman, Jones. A throw to first is way too high, and that's going to allow Gallagher to come around third and score, and Holton takes a 2-0 lead after the error on the third baseman, Jones. So Gallagher comes around to score, it's 2-0 Holton, and Llewellyn is now at second base for Olivia Summers. Summers, .340 average this year, 16 hits and 47 at bats. She's got 13 RBIs, a couple of doubles, and a couple of home runs. First pitch is lined back up to middle for a base hit. Around third is Llewellyn. She will score easily. It's an RBI single for Olivia Summers, and Holton leads 3-0 with nobody out here in the first inning. So Holton just jumping right on top of Hiawatha here in the top of the first inning, and that'll bring up now the catcher, Gray Suits. It's .362 average. He's got 18 RBIs. And now she gets hit with the first pitch from Pavlish. And that'll put runners at first and second and nobody out. And now Coach Dietrich is going to bring in a courtesy runner for Utes. And it looks like that he will bring in Emma Summers. So Emma Summers will be running for Utes at first, and that will bring up Justina Ray, the third baseman for Holton today. Ray, a 341 average this year. She's got 15 hits and 44 at-bats. She has scored 14 runs as well. 9 RBIs, 6 doubles. So 3-0 Holton here in the top of the first inning. Still nobody out. And runners at first and second for Justina Ray. First offering from Pavlish. And a fastball in there for a strike. Holton so far with 3 hits, 1 home run, 3 runs across. Benefited from 1 error and a hit by pitch. 0-1. That ball high and outside. 1-1 the count on Ray. We'll take a look at the Hiawatha defense after this next pitch from Pavlish. And a 1-1. It's hit to the left side, and that is going to be stopped by the shortstop. She'll throw to third for 1, and that'll be the first out of the inning. So it'll be a fielder's choice, 6-5 on the putout. And that'll bring Emma Summers up to second base. Ray will be in first. And one away for Timber Wilson. The outfield, Leopold in left, Morey in center, Simmons in right for Hiawatha. Jones at third, Lears at short, Lay at second, Pilcher at first, and Johansson is the battery mate for Pavlish. Swing at the first offering is Timber Wilson. She fouls it away, and it's 0-1. Wilson, 478 average. She's got 22 hits and 46 at-bats. And 24 RBIs this year, which is second on the team. Now she swings at a changeup and fouls it back to the screen. It's 0-2. Olsen has 1 triple, 4 home runs this year as well. And she bats in the 7th spot. Now a changeup misses low, and it's 1-2 on Wilson. 3-0 holding top of the first inning. Cats got a leadoff home run from Sadie Walker. A single by Gracie Gallagher. Book Fruelling then reached on an error, and that forced in a run. Now 2-2 the count on Wilson. Emma Summers, the runner at second for Gray Suits. Christina Ray is at first in the 2-2. Fouled back to the screen, so Wilson stays alive at 2-2. The wind continues to pick up and gust here in Hiawatha. We'll do our best to try to block the wind as much as we can. There's not really a great spot to sit where we could block the wind. Now Wilson's going to step out, take her time, and now she digs back in from the right side. And the 2-2. Change up, misses low and outside, and it's 3-2. Pavlish had Wilson guessing. That was a pretty good change up. Good job by Wilson to lay off of that. Now here's a payoff pitch with 1 out. Runners at first and second. Popped up. That'll get back in out of play. So this will be pitch number 8 of this plate appearance coming up to Wilson. Runners at first and second and a 3-0 lead for the Cats. Here's a line drive. It's going to get fouled on the left field side. What a panel here with Timber Wilson. Full count. Pavlish gets the sign and brings the payoff again. Swing and a miss. Down goes Wilson. Pavlish wins the battle. A big strikeout. And that brings up now Caitlin Ingles with two away and runners at first and second. Ingles with a .250 average, 6-24 at bats. Swings the first pitch, gets a piece of it, but it's fouled into the mitt, and it's 0-1. So Pavlish, after giving up those three early runs, has come back, and now can get out of it and limit the damage to just three. Still needs to make a couple of big pitches here to Ingles. Here's the 0-1. And another swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Holton has the signs at second base in Summers. She is relaying them in to Ingles. Holton knows what pitch is coming. Now can they take advantage of it? And there's a swing and a miss. Down goes Ingles. It doesn't matter. Pavlish gets back-to-back K's to limit the damage at the end of one half of an inning. Holton leads 3-0 with Hiawatha coming to bat when we come back on FM 103.9 at KNCA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Holton Community Hospital focuses on providing quality care close to home, and they're delivering on those promises by offering 24/7 general surgery services. Dr. Susan Young and Dr. Aaron Brown are available to provide surgical excellence for scheduled and emergent surgeries with inpatient and outpatient options. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics are embracing the future with the quality care that you've come to expect. Learn more about 24/7 surgery options and other available services at HoltonHospital.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Hiawatha. Bottom of inning number one, 3-0 lead for Holton over Hiawatha. The Redhawks will have their first opportunity to come to the plate. We'll be facing Gracie Gallagher of Holton. Hiawatha's lineup. Darcy Lears will lead things off. She is the shortstop, batting second. The third baseman, Grace Jones. Hitting third is the right fielder, Michaela Simmons. And then if anybody gets on, it'll be the cleanup hitter, Kendra Lay, who is the second baseman. Mentioned Gallagher in the center circle for Holton. This is her 10th appearance of the year. She's got just a 1.82 ERA. She has thrown 42 in the third innings this year. Only giving up 28 hits. 1-1 the count on Darcy Lears, who lead things off for Hiawatha. And now a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 1-2 on Lears. Gallagher with 64 strikeouts on the season. Now the 1-2 is fouled back to the screen by Lears, so it'll remain at 1-2. Lears a .429 average this year. She's got 12 hits and 28 at-bats. And again, the 1-2 is bounced in the dirt. Good stop by Utz, catcher for Holton, and it's 2-2. We'll look at the Holton defense after this next offering from Gallagher. And a 2-2 is popped up, and that will get back foul and out of play. So the count will remain at 2-2. Will be the seventh pitch of this at bat coming, and it's a swing and a miss, and down goes Lears. Gallagher gets the strikeout to start her afternoon, and there's one away. Looking at the Holton defense, Ingles in left, Walker in center, Wilson in right, and the infield, Ray at third, Flewelling at short, Bond at second, Summers at first, and Grace Utz is the battery mate for Gracie Gallagher. So now here's Grace Jones from the right side. She swings at the first offering from Gallagher, comes up empty, and it's 0-1. Jones, .312 average. She's 16 at bat. She's got a couple of hits. Now a swing and a foul off into the mitt of Utz, and it's quickly 0-2. Gallagher does work very quickly. gets their sign, now brings the 0-2. Rise ball, it's swung through and missed. Down goes Jung. And back-to-back strikeouts to start the day for Gracie Gallagher. That'll bring up Michaela Simmons for the first time. She'll dig in from the right side. The right fielder for Hiawatha chokes up on the back against Gallagher. The first offering is a late swing and a miss by Simmons, and it's 0-1. So Gallagher wastes no time whatsoever. Quickly up in the count. Yeah. Simmons digs back in. Here's the 0-1. Change up in there for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. So Gallagher looking to strike out the side here in the bottom of the first inning. Holton leads 3-0. An 0-2 count on Simmons. And the 0-2. Rise ball swung on and missed. Down goes Simmons. 3 strikeouts here in the bottom of the first inning for Gallagher. And after one complete, it's Holton 3, Hiawatha nothing. We'll come back with the second inning on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of inning number 2, 3-0 lead for Holton as the Cats come to bat here in the top of inning number 2. Johnny came back with you, and Holton will have 9-1-2 due up. It'll be Stacy Vaughn to lead things off against Callan Pavlish. She did a great job in the first inning to limit the damage to just 3 for Holton. Holton had 3 runs across before even recording an out. First offering to Bond is outside for ball 1. Holton had 3 hits in that first inning to get those 3 runs. Took advantage of 1 error. Had a hit by pitch as well. Now it's quickly 2-0 on Bond. Bond 5.28 averages here. 19 hits, 36 at-bats. 10 RBIs. Now squares the bump, pops it up, and it's going to get down and is going to be a base hit. A good effort by Pavlich, the pitcher, to dive for it. Can't come up with it, so Bond is on with an infield single. And that's how Holton starts the top of inning number 2, and now back to the top of the order in Sadie Walker. She started this game off with a bang. As on the very first pitch of the game, she sent a ball out to right center field for a solo home run. And for Walker, that was her 6th home run of the year. Now she'll bat with a runner at first and nobody out. Squares the bunt, pulls it back, and gets hit by the pitch. That's the second time a Holton batter has been hit by a pitch. And that'll put runners at first and second now for Gracie Gallagher. Gallagher singled her first at bat just over the second baseman's head. She came around to score on the air by Hiawatha's third baseman. First pitch from Pavlich, the fastball in, and now trying to steal and getting thrown out at third. Actually, never mind. The ball came out of the glove of the third baseman, Jones. So everybody's going to be safe. Bond was out by a mile, but when she slid, she hit the glove of Jones, and the ball popped out. So now runners at first and third, and actually Walker stayed put at first base, and now Gallagher pops the ball up. It's going to be caught by the catcher, Johansson. And now coming home and scoring is going to be Bond. She took a gamble on a ball that was just popped up to the catcher. Nobody came and covered home. She was able to come in and score. So that's actually going to be technically a sack fly and an RBI for Gracie Gallagher. And that'll make it a 4-0 lead for Holton here in the second inning and bring up Brooke Llewellyn. And also put Sadie Walker out at second. So now 4-0 Holton leads. One out here in the top of the second inning. So here's Llewellyn. He reached on error first at bat. The first offering from Pavlich is a ball that's going to get all the way back to the screen, and that will allow Walker to move up to third base on the wild pitch from Pavlich. Llewellyn with an RBI opportunity. Walker at third base and just one away. Here's the 1-0. Ball popped up on the infield, playable for the third baseman, Jones. She struggles with it a little bit and then drops it. Kind of had to fumble with the bag. And the ball just hit the palm of her glove and popped out. So that'll be another error on Hiawatha. And that will allow Llewellyn to reach first. That'll put runners at first and third now for the cleanup hitter, Olivia Summers. Summers had an RBI single back up the middle, her first at bat. Llewellyn likely off and running after this first pitch. There she goes, and it's a line drive back up the middle, and that'll be another base hit. Rounding second and going to third is Llewellyn, and on the throw going to second is Summers. And that should probably be an error on the shortstop Lear, so it will not be an RBI for Summers, but coming down from third and scoring is Walker. And she will score the fifth run for Holton. So now Llewellyn at third and Summers at second. That's now 3 errors for Hiawatha here today. And Holton has taken advantage so far of all of them. So 5-0, Holton leads as a meeting at the center circle for Hiawatha, trying to just limit the damage here. Still one away. Holton with 2 runs across here in this inning so far, and with runners at second and third. So far in the inning, Bond and Walker have scored for Holton. And this will be Grace Utz back up to bat. She was hit by a pitch her first at bat on the first pitch she saw. And she has an opportunity to blow this game wide open here in the top of inning number two. Pavlich is ready. Utz digs in from the right side, and the first offering from Pavlich is a rise ball high and outside. Holton with Llewellyn at third, Summers at second, and one away. And the 1-0. Check swing, and getting a piece of it was Utz, so now it's 1-1. Pavlich has done a pretty good job in the center circle for Hiawatha. Now a line drive to the left side will be fielded by the third baseman, Jones. Her throw is in plenty of time, and that'll be out number two, but it'll also get a run across. And now Hiawatha is going to commit another error that's going to allow both runners to score, and Holton leads 7-0. Johansson just did not need to throw that ball down to third, but nonetheless, Llewellyn scores on the ground out, and then Summer scores on the air. Bases are empty now. And that'll bring up Justina Ray with 2 away. Holton leading 7-0 here in the top of inning number 2. Ray reached on a fielder's choice, her first at bat. And the 0-1. Low one inside. Ray is the seventh batter to come to the plate in this inning for Holton. Only has 1 hit in this inning. They've taken advantage of 2 Hiawatha errors. Now a ground ball into the second baseman, Lay. She'll throw to first, and that'll end the inning. But Holton is able to plate 4 more, and at the end of 1.5, it is Holton 7, Hiawatha nothing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Vincent and Leopold against Gracie Gallagher, who struck out the side in the first inning. So here's Lay to lead things off. First pitch from Gallagher, the changeup is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Lay on the year, 522 average, 24 at bats, and now another swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Mentioned in the first inning, but Gallagher takes no time at all. Gets the ball, toes the slab, and she's ready to go. Here's quickly the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Lay. Four strikeouts to begin the game for Gracie Gallagher. All of them swinging. And quickly one away here in the bottom of inning number two. So now here's Sydney Johansson batting for the first time. She's got a 391 average this year. And she'll hit a ball into center field. It's playable for Walker, but she's not going to get there. That's going to drop down for a base hit. Now trying for two, and getting in there safely is Sydney Johansson. A good hustle by Johansson. She steals a double. So she will be at second base with one away, and that's Hiawatha's first hit of the afternoon. Campbell will come on and run for Hiawatha to run for the catcher, Johansson. So 7-0 lead for Holt, but Hiawatha looking to get a run back here in the bottom of inning number two. That's the first hit of the game for Hiawatha, and really the first ball put in play for the Red Hawks. First four batters had struck out against Gallagher. So now here's Lakin Leopold. She'll pick on the first pitch, pop it up into shallow right center field, giving chase to the right fielder, Wilson, and she'll make the play. And there's quickly two away. Good job by Wilson to keep running with that ball because it started out towards right field and just continued with that wind to push towards more of a right center field. She ran it down. It almost came into the view of Walker, the center fielder, but said it is Wilson who took charge. So now it'll bring up Bryn Williams, who will bat. She'll swing at the first offering and come up 15, and it's 0-1. Two away here in the bottom inning, number two, Holt leading 7-0, runner at second base for Hiawatha. Another swing and a miss by Williams, and it's quickly 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Williams, and that'll be strikeout number five for Gracie Gallagher, and that will end the inning. So we've played two complete. It's Holton 7, Hiawatha nothing. We'll come back with inning number three here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation.
proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Find the award-winning service you need from Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Hiawatha. Scoreboard actually is showing that Holton has up 6-0, but it is 7-0, and obviously the Holton faithful want to make sure they get it right. But leading things off will be Timber Wilson against Callan Pavlis. First pitch to Wilson is high, and it'll be all back to the screen for ball one. Wilson was a strikeout victim. Her first at bat. First of two back-to-back strikeouts for Pavlis to get out of the first inning unscathed. Now she swings and misses at a changeup, and it's 1-1. So Pavlis doing a pretty good job, although her defense kind of let her down today. Now swinging a pop-up that'll get back and out of play, and it's 1-2 on Wilson. Hiawatha has now committed 4 errors today. And Holton has 7 runs off of it. And the 1-2. Ball in the dirt that's blocked by the catcher Johansson. It's 2-2 on Wilson. Holton scored 3 in the first inning. Scored 3 runs without recording an out. Owl ball is going to get past Johansson again, and that'll move the count full 3-2 on Wilson. And Holton scored 4 more in the second, but on only 1 hit. Took advantage of a hit by pitch, 3 errors, an RBI ground out. And the payoff. Fastball in there, called strike 3. Down goes Wilson. That is strikeout number 3 for Pavlis, and there's one away here in the third inning. Now Caitlin Ingles will dig in. She also struck out her first time. And the first pitch is low and inside for ball one. So you'll probably, if you're tuning in, looking at the score and saying that Pavlis has struggled a little bit today, she really has not done that bad of a job. She's gotten the Cats to put soft contact into play. Those 4 errors, obviously a killer for Hiawatha so far. 7-0 Cats lead here in the top of inning number 3. Ingles from the right side digs in, 2-0 count against her. And the pitch from Pavlis, swung on and missed, and it's 2-1. Really, since those first 4 hitters for Holton in this game, they haven't made great contact. And now another swing and a miss by Ingles, and it's 2-2. So 2-0 to 2-2. Pavlis looking to get back into this count, and she has. Now looking to make another big pitch here with a 2-2 count. Pavlis gets the signs. Spins the ball in her hands and now brings a 2-2. Rise ball swung on and missed. Down goes Ingles. Another strikeout. That's number 4 on the day for Pavlis. Back to Matt Kays here in the third, and now here's Stacey Bond. So Bond singled and scored a run in the second inning. In that 4-run second, she led it off. Now she swings the first pitch and fouls it straight back to the screen. That's 0-1. Hiawatha playing pretty much straight up in the outfield. straight up on the infield as well. Now a swing and a miss by Pond, and it's 0-2. So Pavlich looking to strike out the side here in the third inning. Pond just looking to flip it back over to the top of the order. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Pond. And Pavlich strikes out the side against the Cats here in the top of inning number three. We've played 2.5. It's Holton 7, Hiawatha nothing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster, at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Mark Pizeska from Union State Bank of Horton. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduates' hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help them open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with $25 and no minimum balance is required. Plus, your graduate can enjoy the Union State Bank mobile banking wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
7-0 Holton here in the bottom of inning number three. Alan Pavlich strikes out the side in the top of the third for Hiawatha, and she'll lead things off here in the third for the Redhawks. She'll swing at the first pitch and foul it off and out of play to the right side. Pavlich looking to help her own cause here. She has really battled in the center circle today for the Redhawks. Gracie Gallagher still out there in the center circle for Holton, and now swinging and fouling another ball back is Pavlich. She's down quickly 0-2. Hiawatha has just one hit today. That came on a double by Sydney Johansson in the second inning. And now the 0-2 from Gallagher. Rise ball to misses high and outside. Gallagher struck out the side in the first, struck out two more in the second. Now a 1-2 count on Callan Pavlich. Ball in the dirt, 2-2. So Pavlich putting together a good plate appearance. And now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Pavlich. Strikeout number 6 for Gracie Gallagher. And there is one away. Now here's Grace Morey batting for the first time. Grace, the center fielder for Hiawatha today. She will bat from the right side. 7-0 Holton. In the bottom of inning number three, and a quick swing and a miss by Morey. Fastball is tying away. Morey digs right back in. Gallagher ready to go. The 0-1 is fouled back to the screen, and it's quickly 0-2. I'll tell you what, the Hiawatha has been very aggressive. Any ball near the zone, they are swinging. They are not letting anything easy go by. And now another swing and a miss, and another strikeout for Gallagher. That's number 7. And back-to-back K's to start the third, and now back to the top of the order. And here's Darcy Laird. She was a strikeout victim, her first at bat. She'll bat with two away here in the bottom of the third inning. First pitch from Gallagher is swung on and missed, and Laird is quickly down 0-1. Going to bunt, getting it down, but it's going to go foul. And that'll be 0-2 now on Laird. Summers at first was charging hard, but it was going to be a tough play, and Lears did get that down, but she did not, so now 0-2. And the 0-2 from Gallagher swung on and missed, and again striking out the side is Gracie Gallagher. Of the 9 possible outs, she's got 8 strikeouts, and we have played 3 complete here in Hiawatha. It is 7-0, holding on top here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with three of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salads, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of inning number four, Sadie Walker will lead things off for Holton. The Cats leading 7-0, scoring three runs in the first, four in the second. Walker's been on base twice. She homered in the first and was hit by a pitch in the second, scored two runs here today. That's from the left side. Now the 0-1 from Pavlish is high and inside. Pavlish struck out the side in the third inning. She's got five of them for the game. Count 1-1 on Sadie Walker. And now a line drive ball into right field. It's deep, and it is going to hit the top of the fence to get down for a hit. Walker around first. She'll stop at second base with a stand-up leadoff double. That ball was absolutely roped by Walker. She is going to be on to start the fourth inning for Holton. And now here's Gracie Gallagher. Gallagher is a single, an RBI, a run scored. Now she swings and fouls the ball into the mitt of Johansson, and it's 0-1. Single scored run in the first, had a sac fly RBI on a ball that was popped back to the catcher, and she was able to get a runner home. Now a ball outside, and it's 1-1 on Gallagher. So Walker at second. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. And the 1-1. Square into bump, popping it right back to the catcher. Throwing to second. His ball's going to go into center field. But Walker will not advance. But out is Gallagher on the pop-up to the pitcher, Pavlish. Walker was way off of second base, and a good throw would have got her by quite a few steps. But she gets back safely, and now one out. Here's Brooke Flewelling. Flewelling has reached twice via airs. She has scored both times. And both balls she has hit to the third baseman. Now the first pitch into Flewelling is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Flewelling ready to go. The 0-1 is a curveball that just misses off the inside edge. Good pitch from Pavlish. And it's 1-1. Flewelling takes her time. Pavlish ready to go. And the 1-1. Line to the left side, but it's going to leak foul. Put the count in favor of Pavlish at 1-2. Flewelling really picking on that left side of the infield for Hiawatha. She's been early on almost every swing tonight. And now the 1-2. Change up that bounces into the dirt. Good block by Johansson. That'll move the count even at 2-2. Walker in second. One away. Top of the fourth inning. Holton leads 7-0. Now fastball misses high and away, and it's 3-2 with Olivia Summers on deck. Walker at second. She doubled off the top of the wall in right field. And the payoff pitch is popped up to the left side. This will be a tough play near the line, giving chase, and the ball is going to drop in fair. And neither runner advanced for Holton. Walker had to hold to make sure that ball got down. And when it did, she thought it was foul. It stayed just inside of the line, so that'll go down as a hit for Fluelling. That'll put runners at first and second for Olivia Summers. I think everybody thought with that win that that ball was easily going to go foul, but it somehow stayed right on the line. And now Summers swings at the first pitch, fouls it back to the screen. She has singled, scored an, and picked up an RBI. She's also reached on an error and scored a run. Walker at second, Fluelling at first. Here's the 0-1. Summers, the line drive to the left side. That's going to get foul and hit the scoreboard. Now 0-2. Would expect Pavlich to probably bring a changeup here. It's been her go-to pitch with two strikes. It's going to be a fastball. It's bounced to the right side, and that'll get through for a base hit. Coming around second is Walker. She will score. Going to second is Summers. Now a play at the plate, and getting in safely is Dwelling. So down to third is not in time. Holton played two on great pace running by Brooke Fluelling. So that makes it 9-0 on the two RBI double by Olivia Summers. The throw was there to try to get Fluelling at the plate, but she just slid right underneath the tag. So now Summers at third with one away. It's 9-0. And here's an RBI opportunity for Grace Zeus. She already has one RBI today. She'll swing at the first pitch, come up empty. It's 0-1. Now ball popped up on the infield, playable for the shortstop Lear. She's underneath it. She's got it, and that'll be out number two. And now it'll be up to Justina Ray of Holton. She reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning and grounded out to second base in the second. RBI opportunity at third base for Holton, who already leads 9-0 here in the fourth. First pitch is a fastball low and inside. Ray, the sixth batter to come into the plate in this inning for Holton, who has plated two runs so far. Plated three in the first, four in the second, none in the third, and two here in the fourth. Now bouncing ball to the left side, playable for the shortstop Lears. Her throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. But Holton plates two more at the end of 3.5. It's Holton 9, Hiawatha nothing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Holton leads 9-0 over Hiawatha. Red Hawks with 2-3-4 due up. Jones, Simmons, Lay. Still facing Gracie Gallagher of Holton, who has made quick work of Hiawatha today. She has 8 strikeouts, so that means that only one of the outs so far in this game for Hiawatha has not been a strikeout. Jones is a strikeout victim, her first at bat. Now she hits a ground ball to the shortstop, Llewellyn. Long throw to first in plenty of time, and there's one away. Llewellyn with a very strong arm there at shortstop. And now with one away, here's Michaela Simmons. Simmons, she was also a strikeout victim. As Gallagher struck out the side twice today, one in the first inning and the third inning. She only given up one hit today. That was a double by Sydney Johansson in the second. And now a swing and a miss by Simmons, and still in one. I will say Hiawatha has been very, very aggressive at the plate today. That has kind of played into Gallagher. And now a changeup in for a strike, and it's 0-2. Simmons chokes way up on the bat. Now the 0-2 is swung on and missed. Down goes Simmons. That's strikeout number 9 for Gallagher. And quickly, 2 away here in the bottom of inning number 4. So now here's Kendra Lay with 2 away here in the bottom of the 4th. First pitch from Gallagher, swung on and missed, and lays down 0-1. Ian Holton, 14-0 on the year, on a blemish so far this season. Now swinging a foul off by Lane, it's 0-2. Hiawatha has had some ups and downs here this year, 3-6 overall. Now another foul off by Lay. She stays alive at 0-2. So Hiawatha with just one hit so far today. Gallagher working quickly, and again the 0-2. Change up, swung on and missed. Down goes Lay, and that'll retire the side. Two more strikeouts for Gracie Gallagher, and at the end of 4, it's 9-0 Holt here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have 2 locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Start of the 5th inning, 9-0 Holton leads Hiawatha. And Holton will have 7-8-9. Timber Wilson will lead things off. She has struck out twice today against Callan Pavlish, and she'll line a base hit to left field on the first pitch she sees here in the 5th. She'll round first. She's going to try for 2. And she will be in there standing up with a leadoff double. So Wilson is on to lead things off here in the 5th inning. Did not waste any time. Picked on a changeup that sat right over the heart of the plate and laced it down the left field line. And that'll bring up now Caitlin Ingles. She has also struck out twice today. Both times swinging. Squares the bunt. Bunts it back to the screen. It was a high pitch. Not an ideal pitch to try to bunt on. Unless she's still alive, it's 0-1. Callan Pavlish still in the center circle for Hiawatha. Ingles again squares the bunt. Did she offer at it? She did, so it's 0-2. So now Ingles will have to choke up on the bat and swing away and protect with 2 strikes. Chokes up about an inch on the bat. setting up way outside. And a changeup catches the outside corner, called strike three. That is strikeout number six for Pavlish, and a big first out of the inning. Snyder Stacy Bond, she has singled and struck out today. She's also scored a run. First pitch is a changeup that catches the bottom of the zone for a strike. And it's 0-1. Hiawatha continues to play straight up in the outfield. Now swinging a pop up, it's going to get back foul out of play. Now 0-2 on Bond. Bond looking to pick up a big hit here before turning the lineup over to Walker. Squaring him up, pulling it back, and taking a ball low is Bond. 1-2 the count. Wilson the runner at second. She doubled to lead off the fifth. Holden with three runs in the first inning, four in the second, two more in the fourth. Now the 1-2 on Bond. She lines the ball in the right center field, giving chase to the center fielder, but it's going to go over her head and roll all the way to the wall. Morey mistimed it, rounding third and coming in to score is Wilson, and going all the way to third will be Bond. And she should be accredited with a triple because the center fielder Morey, the ball never touched her glove. That wind just pushed it way over her head. So Wilson scores the 10th run of the game for Holt. And Bond at third with an RBI triple, and now back to the top of the order, here's Sadie Walker. Walker has been on base three times today. She's got two hits, a home run, a double. And now coming down to third, trying to score and getting in there safely is Bond. And she gets underneath the tag of Pavlish on the pass ball. So it's now 11-0 Holton. They've scored two runs here. Now the base is empty and one away for Sadie Walker. Walker homered in the first, was hit by a pitch in the second, and doubled off the top of the wall in right field in the fourth. Pitch from Pavlish is way high and inside, and gets all the way back to the screen again, and it's 2-0. And the sign is Pavlish. 2-0 is high, 3-0 now on Walker. Pavlish definitely being careful with Walker, who has hit her hard twice today already. Likely the green light here, 3-0. It is swinging, Walker pops it up, but it's going to get just fouling out of play. It's now 3-1 the count on Walker. Anyway, Walker's been finding the peril today. Kind of had a feeling she was going to be swinging 3-1 or 3-0 if she got a pitch she liked. Now 3-1. And she lines the ball on the right field line, and that is going to get fouled. And that'll move the count full at 3-2. So now Pavlish from 3-0 has it back to 3-2. See if she gives Walker anything to handle here on 3-2. Pavlish gets the sign and the payoff. Line to right center field, and that is going to get down for another hit. Again, Morey, the center fielder, couldn't handle it. Rounding second base, trying for three, is Walker, and she will be in safely with a stand-up triple. That wind just playing fits with Morey out in center field for Hiawatha. The ball had a little bit of tail on it as it is, and then that wind continued to blow. And now actually Morey's going to say that she couldn't see it, so they're going to bring out some sunglasses for her. And now here is Gracie Gallagher, who will bat with Walker at third base and only one away. Holding up 11-0 here in the fifth inning, looking for more. Gallagher has singled, picked up an RBI, and also popped out. Gallagher swings the first pitch, pops that back foul and out of play. Now they got to wait for this ball to get brought back into play, and finally is. So 0-1 the count on Gallagher. Walker at third base. Two runs already across for Holton in this inning. Now fastball paints the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Gallagher. Really good pitch by Pavlich. There wasn't a whole lot that Gallagher could have done with that, except for maybe trying to slap it to left field. Gallagher, left-handed hitter, chokes up on the bat, and the 0-2 is hit back to the left side. It's fielded by the shortstop, Lears. Their throw to first is in time, and they got her, but coming down to score is Walker. And so it'll be an RBI ground out for Gallagher. That'll make it 12-0 Holton, and two away for Brooke Flewellen. Welling has reached twice on an air, scored three runs. She also has a single, and that hit came back in the fourth inning. Two outs on top of the fifth inning. It's 12-0 Holton, and the first pitch from Ballish is a fastball inside for ball one. Welling batting for the fourth time today. She'll swing a foul ball to the left side. That will get out of play. And it's 1-1. And I don't think I gotta wait to get that ball. I don't know how there's only one softball in play right now. Pull one out of the Holton dugout. And so we're good to go. 1-1 the count on Flewellen. She digs in from the right side against Pavlich. All low and in the dirt. 2-1 the count. Holton has taken advantage of several errors by Hiawatha today. They've got a couple of big hits when they needed it. Now the 2-1 on Flewellen is a fastball high and outside, and it's 3-1. This game really slowing down now as Holton breaking this one open. In the 3-1, bouncing ball to left side, it's foul, and it's now full 3-2. I'll get a couple of softballs back in play, so we'll have a couple of extras just in case a ball gets put out of play. Two outs, three runs across for Holton in the inning, and now 3-2 on Brooke Flewellen. And the payoff. Again, a line shot to the left side, but again, way out in front is Flewellen, and it continues to be 3-2. Flewellen has been way out in front of everything so far today. Is continued in this at bat. She has hit the ball hard every time she's been at the plate, but she hasn't been able to really straighten anything out yet. And again, she lines the ball to the left side, foul. This will be pitch number 8 of the at bat coming. Flewellen's just been way out front of everything. The count's still 3-2 with two outs. And again, the payoff. Bounced in the dirt, that's ball 4. Good plate appearance by Flewellen. She earns the walk. And so now here's Olivia Summers. She has 3 RBIs today, 2 hits, scored a run, single, double. Doubled in 2 runs in the fourth inning. She swings and pops the ball up. Here, it's going to get back foul and out of play. It's 2 outs here in the fifth inning. 12-0. Holton leads, and now swinging a foul off by Summers to the screen, and it's 0-2. Thank you. trailing the runner at first. She walked. Holden with three hits in this inning so far. Now the 0-2 to Summers. Fastball, it just misses off the edge. Now throw down to first base, not in time as well, and dives back safely. Now 1-2 the count on Summers. Pavlish waits, here's the pitch. Popped up, and that is going to get back foul and out of play again. Continuing to battle up there, despite already leading 12-0, they're just going to continue to try to put together good plate appearances. And again, the 1-2. Fastball inside, now we'll throw down to first, and getting back safely is Llewellyn. And it's 2-1 on Summers. Two outs here in the fifth. Now is a shot back to the right side, and it's going to be playable for the second baseman. Throw to first is in time, and that'll end the inning. Holden plates three more, and at the end of 4.5, Hiawatha needs three runs in the bottom of the fifth inning to keep things going. When we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Navigating all the changes of today's world can be tough. Let us help you with your long-term care needs. At The Pines, our goal is to safely care for your loved ones while providing the best care possible. We currently have a safe and flexible visitation policy. You can rest easy knowing your loved one is getting the care they need while also having the ability to visit in person. We have two locations here in Holton. You can check out our Facebook page or call us for a tour today. At The Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha needs three runs to keep this game going. They're trailing 12-0 here at the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Hawks will have 5, 6, 7 of Johansson, Gippold, and Williams, the three scheduled hitters. Johansson will lead things off. She has the only hit for Hiawatha today, and that was a double back in the second inning. So she'll lead off the bottom of the fifth here, gets Greasy Gallagher, who has 10 strikeouts today through four innings of work. Johansson is the only base runner that she has allowed. First pitch fastball paints the outside corner at the knees for a strike. Gallagher has just been dominant today. She struck out the side in the first, struck out the side in the third, struck out two more in the fourth and second innings. Now a swing and a miss by Johansson, and it's quickly 0-2. And the 0-2. Ball popped up on the infield, playable for the second baseman, Bond. She's calling for it. She's got it. There's one away. So one out. Now there's Lake and Leopold. Leopold flew out to right field in her first at-bat. That was in the second inning. She bats for just the second time. Gallagher works quickly, and a swing and a miss by Leopold. And it's 0-1. Gallagher 6-0 on the year to this point. And now she misses low with a changeup. She now has over 70 strikeouts on the season as well, and there's a swing and a miss by Leopold. She is looking to pick up strikeout number 75 of the season here. 1-2 the count on Leopold. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Leopold. That is strikeout number 75 on the season for Greasy Gallagher. her 11th strikeout of the day. And there are two away, and Hiawatha down to their final out. This is Bryn Williams batting for the second time. She struck out her first at bat. And way out in front of a changeup, she comes up empty. Twelve nothing Holton. Now will pop up on the infield, playable for the second baseman Fromm, but it's going to fall in front of her. There's nothing she could do about that. The wind has kind of hurled it around. So that'll officially be an infield single for Williams. So the inning will continue, and now here's Callan Pavlich. I think Summers, the first baseman, thought Bond was going to come get it. So now here's Callan Pavlich with two outs and a runner at first. First pitch from Gallagher is a breaking ball low. Wind continues to howl here in Hiawatha. We're doing our best to try to block the wind as much as we can. Now a late swing and a miss by Pavlich, and it's 1-1. Williams at first is the second base runner for Hiawatha in this game. Now will pop up, fouling out of play, and it's 1-2. Hiawatha down to their final strike. What a fitting way this would be to end it for Gracie Gallagher if she can get a strikeout of Pavlich here. But Pavlich going to battle. She chokes up on the bat. 1-2, again, foul back to the screen. Pavlich has battled in the center circle today and now battling at the plate. And again, the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. It's going to get away from the catcher. Ooh, this is going to allow Williams to take second base. Who's not happy with herself whatsoever. She allowed that ball to get by. Now 2-2 the count on Pavlich. And the 2-2 is popped back and again into the screen, so Pavlich continues to stay alive. She's looking at the end of the bat. She thought she might have popped the end cap off, but she kind of hammers it down with her hand, and now she's ready to go again with the 2-2 pitch. Gallagher gets the sign. Here's the 2-2. Rise ball, did she offer at it? Home plate umpire asked the field umpire, which, I mean, there's no way that field umpire could make that call. He's almost in left center field. That'd be the home plate umpire all the way. He says no, so now full 3-2. Here's a swing, another foul off, back out of play, and continuing to battle. It's Pavlich. This will be pitch number 9 of the at-bat coming. Holton is looking to get this final out. And in this one up 12-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch from Gallagher. Fastball, called strike 3. That is strikeout number 12. And what a day for Gracie Gallagher as she ends her day with 12 strikeouts and a W for the Lady Cats to improve to 15-0 on the year. Final score 12-0. Holton wins it. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with postgame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
It's spring. Time to push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heiner Repair during their big spring sales event. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available. With approved credit, see Heiner for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of tough. And you're tough, too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heiner Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinerRepair.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Agriculture is mighty big around here. Denison State Bank has a long history of providing flexible credit for land, livestock, and equipment. We understand and appreciate the local ag economy, and we're ready to help in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Hiawatha. 12-0. Holton wins it. Your game number one of the doubleheader. Johnny came back with you. Scott Cox taking care of us back at the studios. Holton scored three runs in the first inning, four more in the second, two in the fourth, and three more in the fifth inning to win by a 12-0 advantage. Gracie Gallagher was outstanding in the center circle for Holton as well. 12 strikeouts on the day and five innings of work. Gave up just two hits, a double to Sydney Johansson in the second, and a single to Bryn Williams in the fifth inning. Other than that, she was lights out here today. She picks up her seventh win of the season. Holton improves to 15-0. Hiawatha drops to 3-7. Looking at the final numbers, well, for Hiawatha, as mentioned, not a whole lot offensively, just those two hits by Johansson and Williams. It was a decent performance by Callan Pavlish in the center circle for Hiawatha. She battled all day long, but five errors by Hiawatha today that hurt Pavlish in the center circle as Holton again wins it by a 12-0 final. Looking for Holton offensively, Sadie Walker had a big day. She was on base all four times she came to the plate. She had three hits. She was a single shy of the cycle, had a home run, a double, a triple, scored four runs, so she was outstanding today. Gracie Gallagher, she had two RBIs, also had a hit, scored a run. Brooke Flewelling was on base four times, reached twice via air, scored three runs, had one hit. Olivia Summers, she was on base three times, had a single, a double, three RBIs, also scored a run. Grace Utes had a couple of RBIs, and she was on base once. Justina Ray, she was on base once. Timber Wilson had a double, scored a run. And Stacey Vaughn was on base twice, had two hits, a triple, a double, RBI, and two runs scored for Holton, who again improves to 15-0 on the year. Hiawatha drops to 3-7. So that's going to wrap things up here from Hiawatha for game one of the doubleheader. Game two coming up here in just a few. We'll have just game one here on the radio, but check out MSCSports.net later on tonight or tomorrow morning for complete scores of everything going on throughout Northeast Kansas here tonight. We also have a makeup track meet tonight as well at Rossville. So a lot of things going on tonight. Check that out over at MSCSports.net. We'll also have a new Athlete of the Week stories up tomorrow as well. That's at MSCSports.net. So 12-0 the final. I want to thank you all for tuning in with us. For Scott Cox taking care of us back at the studios, Johnny Kane saying so long here from Hiawatha as Holton wins at 12-0 on the MSC Sports.